live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's 5 o'clock. This is the main evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, the Taoiseach says the government has noted the departure of Boris Johnson and David Davis from the UK Cabinet, but is still hopeful that agreement on Brexit can be reached in Westminster. Leo Varadkar says he's waiting with anticipation for a white paper later this week. Donegal County Council has been urged to prioritise funding to widen a footpath on one of Letterkenny's busiest roads. The Conwell Road is to be included in a workshop later this year. There was a discussion on the issue at a municipal district meeting earlier today. And President Michael D. Higgins announces his intention to run for a second term in office, but prospective independent candidate Gerard Crockwell voices anger at the timing of the announcement. And later in the bulletin, PJ Lynch will be here with all the sports news that's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin in Leinster House, where Taoiseach Leo Varadkar said this afternoon the government has noted the departure of Boris Johnson and David Davis from the UK Parliament, but is still hopeful of agreement on Brexit. Leo Varadkar says he is awaiting with anticipation a white paper from the Prime Minister Theresa May later this week, and he told TDs that the government's position hasn't changed.
I firmly hope that what we saw from Chequers on Friday, what we will see in the white paper later this week, at long last represents an agreed UK government position on what they want the future relationship to look like. We have always known what we want it to look like. First, to protect the common travel area. Second, to continue to have free trade between Britain and Ireland. And third, to avoid a hard border on our island. They are our objectives. They have been our objectives for 2 years. And they are objectives which I think we can achieve.
And that was Taoiseach Leo Varadkar speaking in the Dáil. Well, earlier today, President Michael D. Higgins announced his intention to run for a second term in office. He confirmed he'll be seeking a further 7 years in Áras an Uachtaráin. Run with more. Here's political correspondent Sean Defoe.
The starting gun has sounded in the race to be president, but it's unclear yet if Michael D. Higgins will actually have any opposition. Fianna Fáil are backing the incumbent, party leaders Micheál Martin.
I think he's done very well, and I don't see any reason why one should oppose him for the sake of opposing him.
Labour's Brendan Howlin also saying they're likely to row in behind the current president.
He exemplifies all that is best in Ireland, and I think that it would be magnificent if he took on the second term, and I'm delighted that he's made that announcement.
Sinn Féin may throw in a candidate, but there are Corner meeting to decide on Saturday. Leader Marilyn MacDonald wants a contest.
I can't think personally of a better time for us to have a national conversation as to what Ireland is, as to where we're going.
Fine Gael have yet to decide whether to field someone to contest Michael D, but a number of ministers have publicly expressed their support for the current president staying in office. Sean Defoe, Leinster House.
Well, Independent Senator Gerard Crockwell has voiced anger at the timing of President Higgins' decision. As it's the last week of the Oireachtas before the summer recess, Senator Crockwell says it will be more difficult to seek the necessary nominations over the holiday period. He has previously expressed an interest in running for the office, as have Senators Joan Freeman and Padraig O'Keeffe. Well, Senator Crockwell says he believes the people do want a presidential poll.
I believe the Irish people are essentially democratic, far more democratic than the political parties and the political elite that believe they can choose what's best for the country. The people of this country will choose what they believe is best.
Donegal County Council has been urged to prioritise funding to widen a footpath on one of Letterkenny's busiest routes. The section of road at Conwell, just outside the town, has a small footpath running adjacent to it, but there's been a huge increase in runners and walkers using that route, as well as people walking out to the cemetery in Conwell. The footpath has been deemed unfit for purpose for some time. At a municipal district meeting today, members were told a further workshop will take place on proposed upgrade works in September, and the section at Conwell will be included in that. Councillor James Pat McDade raised the issue. He's hopeful now that it's been brought to the attention of the council once again, the forthcoming workshop will see it progress.
We're having a workshop now in September to prioritise footpaths like this in our area so that funding does become available. So I'll be very confident that hopefully with the support of the rest of the members that we'll get this footpath prioritised and get it on the programme, get it done as soon as possible. It's been widely known how hazardous it is and how narrow it is, and it's just a bit of a nuisance at the moment, and a hard shoulder would probably be of more effect than what it is. So listen, I would say the workshop hopefully will be agreed and we'll get the footpath prioritised for that area, because it's just that missing link between the graveyard and Letterkenny town at the moment.
And it is something that has been brought up on the council agenda for the past few years. You would be very hopeful of some progress at this stage.
I'd be very hopeful. Now, a lot of the members were, will be in support of it. I've no doubt that there will be a cost there towards it. But any money's coming now, it's a no-brainer. Everybody should support it because it's so widely used and the volume of people using it, and it is hazardous, there's no doubt about it, and it's a trip hazard at the moment. But I'm sure the Donegal County Council engineers will be very agreeable to it as well. I haven't talked to them in the past about it as well. They would like to get funding for it, so hopefully it will be a positive step and there'll be something done about it quite soon.
And that was Councillor James Pat MacDade. He was speaking there to Catherine Gaffney. The Shannon has heard that negotiations over a preferred site for the long-anticipated three-school campus in Buncrana are continuing and appear to be making progress. The Education Minister Richard Bruton was to have addressed the issue in the Shannon Chamber this morning, but he didn't appear. Instead, Junior Minister Catherine Byrne spoke on his behalf. She reaffirmed that once a site is secured, then the project can proceed to architectural planning stage. However, she wasn't in a position to deliver any substantial updates.
Should agreement on the proposed acquisition be reached, the process will advance to the convenience stage when the draft contracts are prepared and legal due diligence is undertaken in respect of proposed transition. Once the site for the school is secure in state ownership, the project will be delivered. The new school accommodation can progress to architectural planning stage. The Senator will appreciate that the commercial sensitivity attached to the site acquisition such as this, and given the negotiations at a crucial point, I'm not in the current position to disclose further information. However, on behalf of Minister Rutan, I can assure him that the school authorities are being kept appraised on the situation and will be informed of the permanent location of the campus as soon as it's possible to do so.
Well, responding in the Shannon, Senator Patrick McLaughlin, who raised the issue, said as soon as a site is secured, the project must be fast-tracked immediately.
Minister, as I said, your colleague, Minister McHugh, over two years ago, announced that he was delighted that they'd moved to a preferred site. And here we are 2 years later. You'll appreciate that people are exasperated in the Anishinaabe area at the delays. The least that we can expect is if we finally get this deal over the line, and I wish the negotiators every success in that regard, if we get this deal over the line, I'm appealing to you, Minister, and to your colleague, Minister Richard Bruton, to ensure that everything is fast-tracked from that point on. We've lost years here. We urgently need full prioritisation in terms of staff and personnel, of planning, of tendering, of all the legal documents. So I'm urging that the normal delays do not apply, that there's a prioritisation of staff and of resources, that once we get this deal agreed in terms of the land, if that is the case, that we urgently address the other matters and we move as soon as we can to bricks and mortar on the site and to the day when children and teachers and parents can have schools that befit the standard of education that's currently provided. They're fantastic educational institutions. They need fantastic buildings and facilities and amenities for their children.
Senator Patrick McLaughlin there speaking in the Shannon in response to Minister Catherine Murphy earlier today. Two students at NUI Galway are to host a unique enterprise fair in Dunloe during the Mary from Dunloe Festival. They're hoping to attract local people now living abroad back to West Donegal. Keelan Ward and Leanne Green are hosting the event and they hope to attract investment by highlighting the number of people from the area, studying all over the country, but willing to come back to West Donegal to work. The event is being formally launched by the Donegal County Council. We're here to Councillor Seamus O'Donnell at the waterfront in Dunloe tonight. Keelan Ward says there are positive opportunities in the area. He says people shouldn't assume that they have to go elsewhere.
The aims of our event is to showcase the success stories of businesses in the West of Donegal, also to show the opportunities for networking businesses and display the supports available for businesses, and startups. And then really just to convince the diaspora that there is jobs here at home in Donegal and that the standard of living for young families can be much greater than that in Galway and Dublin.
And you're very much saying, look, there are bright, young, intelligent people like us who'll be very much willing to come back to Dunloe, live in Dunloe and work in Dunloe if you put trust in us.
Yeah, exactly. Like a big company now that's operating in Dunloe is Randox, and they're a company that's in operation with us for this event. And like, they are planning on taking on up to 200 in the following years. So companies like that are what we want to showcase, that they want to give back to local people and the local area and create wealth. On the day, we're going to have a few speakers. We have Parik Munn, who's a local man. He's from Mahari, and he's also the CEO of Optum, quite a big company in our local area.
A number of Irish Air Corps helicopters are assisting in efforts to deal with a forest fire in County Armagh. The Northern Ireland Fire Service requested the assistance tackling a blaze in the Slieve Gullion area. The Department of Foreign Affairs is in contact with British authorities to ensure all necessary permissions are in place for the cross-border operation. Ryanair says it'll cancel up to 30 Irish flights this Thursday during a strike by pilots. The airline says only some services between Ireland and the UK will be affected. All Ireland to Europe flights will operate as normal. Dublin-based pilots are holding a one-day stoppage as part of a row over working conditions. The Justice Minister, Charlie Flanagan, says work will begin immediately on restructuring his department. It follows the publication of a report into the reform of the Department of Justice, commissioned in the wake of a number of controversies. The report recommends creating two divisions, Home Affairs, which will be responsible for crime, policing and immigration, and Justice and Equality, which would focus on civil law reform, courts and equality issues. Donegal County Council is being asked to identify additional lands for graveyards in the Letterkenny area as a matter of urgency. The issue was discussed at a sitting of Letterkenny Municipal District today. Councillors were brought up to date on progress with the local area plan. Councillor Kieran Brogan raised the issue of graveyards in particular, saying securing extra land must be a priority into the future.
The graveyards that we have in Conwell and Lake, and indeed the older graveyards that we own in the Honinchin and the Old Lake graveyard, are at capacity. There's an onus on us as local authority. It's our obligation to provide additional lands for that. I think now in the new development plan, there's an onus on us to ensure that we have enough land ring-fenced for future graveyards in and around the town. I think there's a huge obligation on the local authority to take us responsible in this area, and hopefully now the planners take this on board, and I look forward to working with them now going forward into the future, because this is an area that we need to address as a matter of urgency.
The council have said today though that they are pursuing it. You're wanting, I suppose, more progress, more swift progress on it indeed.
No, I was actually happy to hear the senior management of the Donegal County Council say that they were progressing this, and that's why I raised the issue again, because it's not the first time I've raised this issue. I just wanted to know where they're at with the progress. So I was happy to hear them saying that they have monitored the situation, and they hope to move it forward as well. So I'm happy with that outcome. I look forward now to entering into more dialogue with them going forward in the new plan.
And that was Councillor Kieran Brogan speaking there to Catherine Gaffney.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure Letterkenny, now stocking a wide selection of Brooks running shoes.
It's 5:15. We say good evening to PJ Lynch.
Good evening, Donal. We'll start with Gaelic games, and with Donegal set to play Dublin in the Super 8s this weekend, the attention has shifted to off-field matters with the news that County Treasurer Kieran Kelly has resigned. It's understood Mr. Kelly contacted the County Executive this morning, stating he was resigning from his position with immediate effect. The St. Noel's clubman was in the last year of a 5-year term as Treasurer. No official confirmation has come from Donegal GAA, but it's believed an emergency meeting will take place in the coming days. But staying with that, and Donegal will play Dublin on Saturday night in Croke Park in the second match of a doubleheader, with Roscommon meeting Tyrone in the opening game. Donegal versus Dublin is at 7, while Roscommon against Tyrone throws in at 5. Donegal held a press briefing yesterday afternoon ahead of this weekend. Declan Bonner and his squad are going into battle at Croke Park as Ulster champions, and manager Declan Bonner says they're going to Dublin looking for a win.
We just look at every game and take it on its merit. It's Dublin Saturday night, and we will be going out to get a performance that we probably haven't reached this season. It's going to have to be higher than anything we've done in Ulster, and if we can get that performance levels, and you get that bounce of the ball, then you're in with a chance. But as I say, Dublin have a serious record in Croke Park. They're a serious outfit, but we're not just going up to Dublin or up to Croke Park to look around and admire the scenery around Croke Park. We're going there to get a performance and hopefully get a result.
And you're going with a core of players who went up there in 2014 and were the last team to beat Dublin. How important is it to have those players in your squad? How important is that to the confidence that it can bring?
Yeah, well, it's confidence. I mean, the confidence within the group is good. A good number played against Dublin in 2014, and on the same day, a good number of those younger lads played against Dublin Miners in a semi-final in Croke Park also.
Beat them as well.
Yeah, so there's no fear, Tom. And the one thing that you cannot go into Dublin with is fear.
You can hear more from Declan Bonner in the sports section of our website, highlandradio.com. The women's GPA have come out in support of the decision of 10 Mayo players to step away from the women's football panel over player welfare issues. 11-time All-Star Cora Staunton was among the group that took the stand, with an All-Ireland qualifier with Cavan to come in Clonus on Saturday. In a brief statement, the players say their reason for stepping away is player welfare issues that are personal and sensitive to the players involved. Soccer now, and Republic of Ireland women's under-19 head coach Dave Connell has confirmed a 20-player squad for a mini-tournament in England. Amy Boyle Carr is named in the women's under-19 squad that are set to face Northern Ireland on Saturday with kick-off at 6pm before they face England on Wednesday, July 18th with kick-off at 12.30 in Yorkshire. Connell has named a number of players who've recently been selected for the senior squad, including Boyle Carr, who plays for Sion Swifts, and Piemont United winger Heather Payne. This Friday sees the visit of Longford Town to Finn Park to take on Finn Harps in the SSE Airtricity League First Division. When the sides last met last month, Longford left Finn Park with all 3 points, winning by 4-2. Finn Harps boss Ollie Horgan said at Monday's press conference that there are two other players currently training with the squad that hope to sign with the club. There have been departures from the club also, with Kieran and Michael O'Connor having left, Michael returning to Shamrock Rovers after his loan spell with Harps, and Kieran having left the club by mutual consent. Eric Whelan has signed for Portmarnock FC in the Leinster Senior League, and Gareth Doherty will join Dirkview on loan. Horgan says that the other sides around them are strengthening their squads, and Harps have to do the same.
You know, we most certainly need players in, and please God we can get the two that we're talking about fully signed and cleared before Friday, but at least in the next week or two, Dermot. But look, it's not for the lack of trying, but anybody, you know, on and off the pitch, but we need bodies in and we need a bit of quality, because the other team around us have strengthened in the window. Some of them seriously strengthened. Have we strengthened? You know, you've a few gone out. Please God, we've a few coming in. God only knows, is that strengthening or are we just equalising it? I don't know.
Staying with soccer, and Cristiano Ronaldo's move to Juventus has been confirmed. Juve have agreed a fee of €105 million with Real Madrid for the 33-year-old Portugal captain. Confirming the move, Real expressed their gratitude to a player they still view as the best in the world. Representatives from both clubs hammered out the finalities of the deal in Greece this afternoon, and his medical will be completed next week. Blaise Matuidi is set to be restored to the France midfield for this evening's World Cup semi-final with Belgium, while Thomas Meunier will be missing through suspension for the Belgians. Kickoff in St. Petersburg is at 7. Turner's Cross is sold out for the first leg of Cork City's Champions League qualifier, first leg with Legia Warsaw, despite clashing with the World Cup semi-final. Kickoff at Leaside is at 7.45. And staying with the qualifiers, Celtic are in Armenia this evening for their first leg of their first round qualifier. They are just underway against Alashkert. In tennis, Serena Williams is through to an 11th Wimbledon semi-final. She will face 13th seed Yulia Gorgias in the semi-finals. Angelique Kerber reached the last four for the third time in her career, beating Daria Kasatkina. Kerber will meet Jelena Ostapenko in Thursday's semi-finals. Juan Martín del Potro has completed the men's quarter-final lineup. The fifth seed resumed 2-1 on Gilles Simon this afternoon and eventually saw off the Frenchman in 4 sets. Del Potro's reward is a last 8 meeting tomorrow with second seed Rafa Nadal. And finally today, Oisin Orr was in action in Wolverhampton today as he rode the Anthony McCann-trained Fashar. The Balear jockey came second behind Art Echo in the 2:45 off there. That's all your sports news here on Highland for today. Your next sports update is after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Donal.
Thank you, PJ. There's been condemnation of recent attacks in Derry. Unrest in the city continued for a fourth night last night. A number of people have been injured. There were clashes between youths and police. Last night, a woman was struck on the head with a stone and two police officers were struck with bricks in the Bogside area. A car was also set alight. Well, Sinn Féin Vice President and Northern Ireland leader Michelle O'Neill says there must be a cross-community effort to end such attacks.
Wholeheartedly condemn the attacks, and I think as political leaders, we need to stand together to say this is not acceptable in our society today, and we need to stand side by side with each other to say this is not good enough for our communities and we're going to stamp it out. So I think there needs to be that collective effort in terms of trying to end this kind of behaviour.
Meanwhile, West Tyrone MP Orla Begley met with the PSNI regarding the increase in antisocial behaviour in Newton Stewart recently, following what was described as a multi-agency meeting in respect of the upsurge in antisocial behaviour. She says she was advised by the PSNI they've increased their presence and as a result have made an arrest. While she welcomed the increased visibility of police, she said there is still a feeling among residents that they continue to be exposed to criminality. And the trial of a teenager charged with raping a 16-year-old girl in County Donegal over 2 years ago has been dominated by legal argument today in the absence of the jury. The youth, now aged 19, denies raping and orally raping the girl behind a building in a town in County Donegal in the early hours of the morning after St Patrick's Day on March 18th, 2016. Yesterday, the trial heard evidence that the girl was drunk but still herself and was not falling all over the place after the alleged incidents. With this report, here's Catherine Gaffney. Some listeners may find some of the detail disturbing.
On the fifth day of the trial yesterday, one of the girl's friends described seeing her standing alone outside a takeaway with blood on her hand and chest shortly after the alleged offences. The witness told the court that the girl had been upset and that when she asked her if she was okay, she replied no in an upset voice. She was drunk, but she was still herself. She wasn't falling all over the place, the witness said. The court also heard from another young woman who gave details about three Snapchat messages she received from the accused just over 2 weeks after the alleged offences, in which he said he had heard some rumours in school and wanted to check if she was okay. The jury also heard from a nurse who examined the complainant at a sexual assault and treatment unit just 2 days after the alleged offences. The nurse gave details of multiple bruisings and abrasions found all over the girl's body and said that due to the extent of the injuries, a guard, the photographer, had been called to take photos. The trial continues.
Staying cloudy for the rest of this evening with a few patches of mist and drizzle along the coast. Winds light or moderate northerly in direction. Tonight cloudy with outbreaks of rain spreading from the north as the night goes on. Some patches of mist and fog as well. Mild with lowest temperatures 12 to 14 degrees Celsius in light northerly winds. Tomorrow cloudy with patchy outbreaks of light rain. The rain easing toward evening. Highest temperatures tomorrow 17 to 20 in light or moderate northerly winds. Looking at the main stories in brief, the Taoiseach says the government has noted the department of two senior ministers from Theresa May's cabinet, but says he still waits with anticipation for a white paper due from Theresa May later this week. President Michael D. Higgins confirms his intention to run for a second term in office. However, independent Senator Gerard Crockwell, another potential candidate, voices anger at the timing of Michael D. Higgins' decision, saying, coming as it does in the last week of the Oireachtas before the summer recess, it makes it more difficult for independents to seek the necessary nominations. Donegal County Council is being urged to prioritise funding to widen the footpath at Conwell outside Letterkenny. A number of Irish Airco helicopters are assisting in the fighting of a forest fire in County Armagh, and Ryanair says it'll cancel 30 flights between Ireland and the UK on Thursday. We're back with news headlines at 6. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Tuesday evening, the 10th of July. The death has occurred of Dermot Hannigan, Carnamuggle Lower, Letterkenny. Dermot's remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Thursday morning to the Church of the Irish Martyrs, Ballyrain, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the family plot at Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Notre Dame Hospital, Lourdes, care of Pascal Blake, Funeral Director, Letterkenny. Family time, please, from 10 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Jack Friel, Barrick Glenswilly. His remains are reposing at his late residence. Funeral Mass in St. Columbus Church, Glenswilly, on Thursday at 12 noon, with interment afterwards in Temple Douglas Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 10:30 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Mary Ferry, Coolvoy, Duhery. Her remains are reposing at Midland's funeral home with rosary at 9 o'clock this evening. Viewing from 4 o'clock tomorrow with removal at 6:15 to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for 7 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral Mass on Thursday morning at 11 with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Sally Guild, Glen Carrigart. Her remains will repose at the Church of St John the Baptist, Carrigart, from 8 o'clock this evening. Requiem Mass tomorrow at 11, followed by private cremation at Lakeland Crematorium, Cavan, at 4 o'clock. The death has taken place of Rosemary Jones, née Doherty, Oregon, New Road, Cardona. Her remains are reposing at Dixon's Funeral Home, Maxwell Row, Dundalk, until 9 o'clock this evening. Removal tomorrow morning at 11 to St Lawrence's Church, Omeath, County Louth, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon. Burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred of Paddy Mulhern, Gorta Hork. His remains are reposing at his late residence with rosary at 9 o'clock tonight. Funeral Mass in Christ the King Church, Gorta Hork, tomorrow morning at 11 with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Heart and Lung Transplant Unit, the Mater Hospital, Dublin, care of any family member or Kieran Rorty, Funeral Director. The death has taken place of Kathleen McCafferty, née Barr, Bunbeg Guidor, late of Balladurg, Mountain Top, Letterkenny. Her remains are reposing at her son Mark's residence at Balladurg, Letterkenny. Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Derrybeg, at 11 o'clock tomorrow, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Charlie McLaverty, Funeral Director, Church Hill and Letterkenny. And the death has taken place of Martin Egan, formerly of 1, Evish Road, Strabane and Galway City. His remains are reposing at his daughter Maura Shannon's home at 2 Parkland View, Strabane. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 25 past 9 for Requiem Mass in Sacred Heart Church, Derry Road at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to Marie Curie, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight.